We are the generation that film everything. Even our crimes. On phones and on CCTV, they're uploaded and shared online. The crimes in this film were all vicious robberies committed by teenagers. They used force to steal from their victims. The results were psychological trauma, physical injury, and murder. G Block was a violent teenage gang. They attacked lone women in Tooting, South London, boasting openly about their crimes on MSN.
It was Halloween and about 8:30 at night, very dark.
In the MSN exchanges, the gang bragged about violent attacks on countless other victims. Months of police surveillance finally paid off.
We're able to identify Gearing Close as being the main meeting point of this group, and they called themselves G Block.
G Block wasn't a well-established criminal gang, but a group of apparently ordinary teenagers living on a quiet close just off Tooting Common. Growing up in Gearing Close, Danai was good friends with the G Block boys. There were eight boys in the gang, four of whom lived on the close. Jordan Rattray, Rubel Ahmed, Abdi Nur, and Cyrus Pinnock.
These youths went out nearly every night during this period, committing violent acts of street robbery.
While G Block operated from a quiet South London suburb, another gang from Kensal Green brought terror to the whole of the London Underground.
On Friday the 23rd of December, on the Hammersmith and City Line train, the whole group gathered around the victim, and one male said, "Wallet." Then another male produced a knife and plunged it into the victim's upper left thigh.
CCTV helped the police identify a gang of teenage boys. They called themselves the KG Tribe.
They all lived in the Kensal Green area, so that's what KG, being a KG tribe, stood for.
One of the gang, 18-year-old Donnell Carty, was a regular at a youth club close to Kensal Green Tube.
Donnell was typical of the young people that we see.
Donnell, with his best friend Delano Brown, became a principal member of the KG Tribe. On Thursday, January the 12th, 2006, Delano Brown and Donnell Carty were caught on the cameras at Kensal Green Tube. Just after 11 p.m. that night, Brown and Carty rob a man on the platform.
They threatened him. They didn't say directly, but he believed them to have a knife, and they stole money and a mobile telephone off him.
Tom Aparis-Price was a successful 31-year-old lawyer. He had recently become engaged to his fiancée Adele Eastman, and they lived together in Kensal Green. In a violent knife attack, Tom was repeatedly stabbed and beaten. Delano Brown and Donnell Carty robbed him of his cash, his mobile phone, and an Oyster card.